from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's here to help you fall asleep. I see you. If you're struggling, I'm here for you. Or I'm here to try to help. If you're new, that's really the sum of it. Maybe. I don't know if that's the sum of it. I'm not good at sums. But let me sum it up. It's time for Sleep With Me, a podcast to put you to sleep. And if you're a regular listener, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, when your hand hits that handle of the fridge, I want you to think sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. That's what puts me to sleep for free. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, which just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show. Not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box, straight straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, and I wanted to thank our newest patrons over on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. I wanted to thank Eleanor, Donna, Stephanie, John, Chris, Bob, Lo, Lauren, Jeffrey, Clayton, Todd, and Andrea for becoming patrons and supporting the show, helping keep it going, like, you know, getting the ad-free episodes and all that stuff. You actually get to skip the Sleepy Supporter Zone when you become a patron, but a lot of patrons actually listen to the free feed so they can hear it. So thank you. If you want to become a patron, just sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. Thanks, everyone, going out of their way to be a part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Sleepy Supporter Zone out. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter at Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. You can listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker. Just say, hey, smart speaker, play Sleep With Me or Sleep With Me podcast, and it'll play it. And then you can set a sleep timer. You say, hey, smart speaker, set a sleep timer. That's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, routine, if your routine changes, of course, I want to be here to help with that. Whatever's keeping you awake. So it could be stuff you're thinking about. It could be something you're experiencing physically, feeling emotionally. It could be that you're working the second or third shift, you travel, whatever it is. I'm going to take your mind off of that, or I'd like to try. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'd be going off topic. A lot of people ask, like, so let me just talk about creaky. It's creaky, dulcet tones. And, like, that's a totally legitimate question people have. It's creaky, C-R-E-E-K-Y. I think you can hear that part of it. You say, creaky dulcet tones. That is what you sound like. Dulcet. Like, a lot of times people say, oh, those are dulcet tones. Like, those are, like, the sweet, sweet sounds, you know, like the great crooners of the world. What was my point? Oh, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. That's what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night and use those things. And if you're new, maybe I'll talk about that a little bit. But so if you're new, I guess what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. All you need to do is get in bed. I think I covered all that stuff. So if you're new, let me tell you a couple other things. I'm glad you're here. I'm really just trying to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, right? and get comfortable, get some rest. Structurally, what to expect. So here's what to expect structurally if you're new. Or one thing is, if you're new, a lot of people say it takes 2 or 3 tries to get used to this podcast. It's like a reverse kind of tolerance, because some people say, oh, you build up a tolerance to that. And in this case, you kind of learn not to tolerate Scoots. It's like a tolerable level of background noise that you can tune in and out of, I guess, in some sense. So what do I mean? So this is a podcast you don't need to listen to. That's kind of one of the general rules we have around here. It's like, okay, first rule, you don't really need to listen to me. You can listen to me. But if you find it's better to lower me down to a tolerable mumble, that's fine too. Or if you want to listen to me, I make the show from beginning to end. So if you want to listen or you need to listen, you need some company. Because you can't sleep. I'm here to the end. And that also goes with the second kind of rule, or kind of, like, almost a general, I don't know, what's a rule that you don't really need to follow? Guideline, I guess. Suggested guideline, or suggestion. You don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. This is one sleep podcast where I'm actually not here to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. However long that takes. For some people, it literally is a few seconds. And for some people, they don't sleep. They just listen. So you fall asleep as you wish. If you can't sleep, I'm going to be here till the very end. And you could queue up episode after episode if you need it. That's the purpose of the show. That's why I put so much work into it. And in some sense, I really think that is one of the reasons it works, is because I put so much work into it. You really don't need to listen to it, but you could listen to it. I don't know. But so you don't need, no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. Just kick back. Structurally, what to expect if you're here with me this far. Show starts off with business. That's literally the business at the top of the show and between the intro and the story is literally how we're able to bring the show to you for free. So I appreciate that's more for regular listeners. If you're new, that stuff's not important. The business stuff's not important. If you're new, you know, more see how it goes. So after the business is the intro. And the intro is around 12 to 14 minutes or so of me rambling and talking about nothing. That would be ways to portray it. It's a wind down or like an easing into bedtime. So instead of a quick intro, this is just my thought about it. Like if I had a quick intro, which I used to do, then at some point I accidentally stumbled literally on these longer intros, and then people said I really liked the longer intros, and so then we kept it just evolved over time. And what I discovered in a face-palming moment was if you get straight to the story, then it's like, oh, wait a second, I'm supposed to fall asleep during this. I got to start falling asleep now. Or, oh, boy, the story started. Maybe when's the story going to end or something? And it just makes sense. Like an essential part for me and a lot of people falling asleep is like having some sort of a bedtime routine. This just packages like one part of it is like the wind down. So the intro is familiar. I try to explain what creaky dulcet tones are and the structure of the show. It just takes me about 12 minutes, which allows some listeners to ease into bed, some listeners to fall asleep. You're totally allowed to skip the intro, particularly like if you're a patron, it's easier because you get the story only versions. But if you're not, you just skip ahead to like 18 or 20 minutes or something. So those are some ways to use the intro. Other ways are that people listen during the day to the intro or the podcast to say, okay, I need a little break during my day. So the intro could be what puts you to sleep or what eases you into bed or what you listen to as you're getting ready for bed. Any of those ways, no wrong way to do it. Like I said, I've heard from people that don't even speak English at all and they listen. And they say, geez, I just put it, I don't know, it just helps me fall asleep. And there's people that listen so low that it just is like me muttering a little bit. So there's not an incorrect way to just test it out and see what works for you. So it's an intro. Then there's some business. Then it'll be a bedtime story. Tonight it'll be a revisiting of, we'll return to the cloud tower in the sky, and they have a new thing going, so that'll be cool. It's like a visit I don't know, you'll see if you don't need to, you know, you could see how it goes. But we did another episode like about a year ago with this one. So then there'll be some thank yous at the end. So it's the structure of the show. And you don't need to listen. Those are also some elements of the show. The long intro, nonsense that I kind of ramble. I don't make a lot of sense. Pacing. Some episodes are paced a little differently than other ones. This one I'm trying to get a nice slow pace going here for the people that like the super slower episodes. So you could also do, some people slow the episode down in their podcast app, or rarely, but some people do speed it up. I think most people listen at one. Those are just things. Maybe this will be my off topic thing. Instead of creaky dulcet tones, it's like podcast apps. Now this is a podcast. I guess it's also kind of a show. The easiest way to consume the show is in a podcast app. And the only reasons I say that is it doesn't really impact me how you listen to the show. I just want you to be comfortable. Some of the nice things about podcast apps are two of the things for this show. It's like you can change the speed. So some podcast apps, you can go down to 0.8. I think a couple of people listen at 0.5. I've listened to my own, you know, it's just an out-of-body thing for me listening. But the great features other than that are that you can set a sleep timer. So if you want to set it at 45 minutes or 60 minutes, you could do that. But you can also, in a lot of podcast apps, create playlists. And so some listeners will create a playlist of 8 or 10 episodes. Or patrons will create one with like a regular episode and then story only episodes, and then set a sleep timer, but it'll be for like 8 hours. There's also some podcast apps that let you start it at a certain point. So people that don't want to become a patron, but want to skip to the story, you could just get it and set it to start at 18 minutes. So I don't know, the playlist thing in the sleep timer, the kind of cool features about podcast apps, most phones come like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, are both free. Spotify, Radio Public are free. Pocket Cast is a paid app that's great. Overcast is a patron support, you can, the app is free, but then you can support it, which I do. And I actually use all the apps because you know, it's my job. So if you don't listen to podcasts, I've tried. And then you can subscribe, which is also free. And what that just does is it makes sure, like, when the latest episode's out, you could either set it to download the episode or not, or give you a notification or not. But it just makes it a little bit easier to consume. So it's just that's a little bit about podcast apps. One way to listen to a podcast, there's other people that listen in a desktop app, and there's kind of higher level users or people that download it via MP3 and put it on an external device. That's an option too. There's some people listening on YouTube. I'm trying to think of what else, what other use cases I've heard of. I think there's other, some people might stream it through a browser. The only thing with something like that, I mean, the nice thing about a podcast app is if you download the thing, you can put your phone on moon mode or even airplane mode and still listen to the show once it's downloaded. Or if you're on a PLANE, or you don't have service, you can download the episodes. So just a little, I don't know, I don't think I've ever done a podcast, talked about the podcast, podcast apps in the intro before. So hopefully it's helpful to some of you, or even to regulars. You say, oh, wait a second, yeah, let me set a sleep timer. I love that idea. Or let me make a playlist. Because some people also like certain styles of shows, so then you just make a playlist. If you say, oh, I really like the Big Farm in the Sky series, I'm going to make a playlist from that. Or, you know, I prefer to avoid the TV style episodes. What you do is you just archive those or make a playlist that doesn't include those. Really cool. And most podcast apps are very intuitive, so it makes it kind of easy where you just Google, how do I make a playlist on this app, Podcast Addict. That's another popular Android app that's also free. So I thought of one other thing about it. Okay, so you can skip certain types of episodes and make a playlist, check it twice. You know, if you're a patron, you can listen in a lot of podcast apps to your bonus stuff right in a podcast app. But that wasn't what I was thinking of. I thought of one other thing. I'm trying to picture myself listening to podcasts. I don't know. I think it was playlists. You say, oh, okay, what else would people be surprised you could do? You can search. No, this isn't every podcast app, but I'm sure most of them will adopt this slowly. So when you're listening to this, your podcast app may already do this. I know in Overcast and Podcast Addict, you can do this. If you go to Sleep With Me on there, or you're a patron and you go to your patron's version of Sleep With Me, then when you bring up just that podcast, you're subscribed to it, you could search within the podcast feed. And I use that all the time, not just for Sleep With Me, but for other things. Because you say, oh, what episode did they, an outdoor podcast, they say, what episode did they talk about waterfalls? So I'll bring up the walking podcast, for example. I don't think there was a waterfall episode. And then I'll say, I'll search, was there a waterfall episode? Or 99PI. I'll be like, have they talked about MISO on there? And then I'll bring up 99PI, 99% Invisible. And then I'll type MISO, search, and then I'll say, it'll answer that. Then I'll forget, like I did now, and I'll say, when I get done recording, I have to search again to see if they did an episode about MISO. Or Plaid, you could check articles of interest or 99PI. So anyway, that's about it. That's a little bit about podcast apps, which I greatly appreciate because it really works well with putting, it just aligns with the UI, the user experience, the user interface. Usually kind of aligns well with the idea of putting people to sleep. And me talking about tech, this side of podcasting apps, I can tell is sleepy gold. But you know who really is gold? I'm not being smarmy, is you. I make this show because I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I hope I could help. I work really, really hard on this show because I'd like you to be able to drift off or at least feel comfortable and nice. And you say, okay, well, I'm in bed and I'm comfortable and Scoots is here to keep me company. So I really appreciate you checking the show out. If you're new, give it a few tries. Because I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple ways we keep the show a-going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. you know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sleep With Me. This is we did one episode like this before, and then I heard from the group behind this episode, and they said, hey, we'd like to do another episode. So I said, sure, come on in. Like, let's set it up. And I said, would you have, like, because usually even with PR and other stuff, you say, well, what are you doing that's new? You know, because are you doing anything that's new or noteworthy? And they said, we are. So this was, the original episode was called Cloud Tower. And I did it recently as a live show. And it's about, it was Morpheus Tower, like, kind of, like, things that exist up above the clouds, kind of cool, surreal stuff. It was, like, guiding them all to the reindeer games. I said, what are you doing new? They said, we're actually doing tech support, and we're controlling traffic in the sky and tech support, so you just call us up either way. And you could call in for anything. And I said, okay, let's do it. So here you go. We'll be tuning into Cloud Tower. These are also great episodes to listen to if you're up in the sky and you need a break. You're in a chair. Just put yourself comfy in a chair there. Get nice and comfy and cozy. Close your eyes. You know, feel your arms on the armrest. If the friggin' person next to you could move their elbow out of the way, please. And, you know, so that you can hold your hands on the armrest. And then somebody might say, well, you're dominating the armrest. And you say, well, at this point, I kind of need it. Thank you. I'm getting comfortable in the chair. I can feel it against my back and my behind. I can feel my legs on the floor. And I can hear, this is Cloud Tower. Okay, let's do our check. Oh, yeah, Cloud Tower, we're just doing our checklist. Music is playing silently, so we have the vibrations of the music without the noise. So the music is on. Check. Cloud Tower, I got a call coming in. What can I do for you? This is Cloud Tower. Over. Yeah, Cloud Tower, this is okay, and I'd like to know, what would a wood eight? Over. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So your call sign's okay. This is Cloud Tower asking for clarification. Over. Yes, this is okay. Over. Oh, wow. Like how professionally curt you are. Okay. Okay, so your question was, what would a wood eight be? Well, that's a good question. Now, I don't know. I'm going to try to use my, because we're up here in the clouds and I have the power of Morpheus within me, the goddess and the god, and beyond either of those two names up here in the clouds waiting to embrace you. in an easy, supportive embrace, and wondering what a wood eight would be. I do have to use also my skills to help you fly in. And, you know, I know that there's a, here at Cloud Tower, the person working right now, I don't play golf, but I don't know if there's an 8-wood. So I don't know if a wood 8 would be the wood you make an 8-wood out of. I know there's a driver. I want to say there is an 8-wood. There's a 9-iron and a five iron. I know those are 2 irons I've heard of. I have played par 3 golf, and usually I score about, a, you know, for 8 holes or 9 holes, about a, you know, in the night, about a 90. Yeah, I've become a bigger fan of, I think that there's a great crop of golfers at the LPGA, and, you know, they deserve a ton of great attention, because socially they're doing a lot of positive things. So I don't know if they would, if we could call in what a wood 8 would be, but I could see an 8-wood traveling. And the good news is that Morpheus, it does play like not golf, well, kind of a version of golf in the clouds. No better place to hit balls than in the clouds, especially cloudy balls, cotton balls, you could call them. And so, yeah, but you could also be asking me a riddle. What would a wood eight, what did a wood eat? How do you use 8 in a sentence? But I would say, okay, I'm trying to answer your question and maintain, so I would say that probably a wood would eat, because it would eat sunlight, would consume, groundwater, the soil, the nutrients in the soil, loam, leaves, all of the bio, they may call it bio-waste, but it's not being wasted to the wood that may one day become a wood. And so I would say that that could be also an answer to your question, as I see this 8-wood flying into the hands of Morpheus now. And I see it has one of those rubbery grips, but on the end of the rubbery grip is a smiling face that tells me I've sent it to the right place where it can hit cotton balls. Now, the great thing is that in Morpheus's cloud, that it is, and also because Morpheus is hitting cotton balls, it is a park and a golf course, more of a, you know, a fun course, they call it. And you just use proper etiquette to say, excuse me, and I'm going to be going through here, and people having their picnics. It's a place of acceptance. So if they say, well, if a cotton ball knocks over my lemonade, I'll accept that. And Morpheus and Morpheus, the people that, Morpheus's friends of Morpheus, FOM, they say, well, if we, you know, if it ends up in someone, I don't know if any, well, somebody may have a gazpacho. You know, that's a hazard, a gazpacho hazard, you know, hitting your cotton ball into gazpacho with your wood of 8. You could also say that maybe that's it if you play golf at a Renaissance fair. I could see Sergiora. No, Sergiora wouldn't. I don't think Sergiora would have a caddy. Who would have? They'd say, hand me my wood of 8. Or maybe a pirate if you play on a golf ship. They'd say, well, your wood of 8 or your piece of 8, my lord. So I hope that answers your question. Okay. Can you feel the music? Go ahead, Cloud Tower out. Yo-yo. Come in, Cloud Tower. This is yo-yo. Okay, yo-yo. Just please hold 1 second. I'm just waiting for a reply from over. Oh, this is okay. It's just one okay, but I know we say okay a lot. That's a great answer, and actually I'm headed to have some gazpacho and watch this game. Thanks. It sounds like a great place to lie around and chill and a good place to feel okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, Cloud Tower out. Yo-yo. Is that four, like two yo-yos combined or four yos? Go ahead. This is Cloud Tower. Cloud Tower, it is yo-yo, correct. I'm a yo-yo named Yo-Yo, which is, you know, always been something that's been confusing. And that's why I'm here. I heard that this was tech support, and technically I was named Yo-Yo, and I'm a yo-yo. And I'm a bit, puzzled as what to do. Okay, yo-yo, this is, I can work with this. So Cloud Tower here. Now, I think about where we are, Cloud Tower, up in the clouds above everything, you know, on the sunny side of clouds. That's one way to look at life, is in the way we always look at it up here, because we always are on the sunny side of clouds. But what people forget when you're up here is that sometimes you're on the cloudy side of clouds. And you like as we are part of this, the people think that it's just the Mother Earth doesn't do any work or have anybody working hard for her. But we know that's not true. And we've been working with Mother Earth, and she's kind of said, there used to be this thing that would happen that would put holes in the clouds where that was needed. And that system is just, it wants us to take a couple breaks. And we said, well, if it's going to take a couple breaks, maybe we should train or come up with a different system. And we've been looking for someone. And we're looking for someone that's looking for something. That's one of the policies up here in Cloud Tower, is if you're looking for something, we're looking for you, because we're looking for you if you're looking for something. And so I'm just wondering if you're open to that type of inquiry, yo-yo, over Cloud Tower, over. Sorry, we don't actually have a, we just, a good Cloud Tower out. Thanks, Cloud Tower. This is Yo-Yo. So let me just jump in, Cloud Tower, see if I understand you correctly. You would want me to yo-yo holes in the cloud. Is that correct? When necessary, how would I delineate that and decide that? Because that seems, you know, plus I wouldn't want to let Mother Nature down, of course. But yeah, since like I'd never thought about that, there's just some people on the cloudy side of clouds, and there's actually on the underside of clouds, there's clouds. So the clouds on the underside. Here's a question, also, Cloud Tower. Is it, you know, I watch a lot of those Earth movies. Is there an underbelly of clouds, or a cloudy underbelly, or a cloud-based underbelly? Or underbelly, you know, any of those things. Okay, yo-yo. To answer your last question first, it's everything's possible. There are clouds on the underside of clouds. Luckily, there's a flowing. So, and your cloud holding will be a big part of that, because then some of them will no longer be on the underside of clouds. They'll come back up with you in your yo-yo action. To answer the other part of your question, actually, you'll be working directly with Morpheus. Morpheus is, in addition to liking to play poofball golf, which Morpheus just let me know via teletype, that's what it's called, not cotton ball golf, poof ball golf, or just poof ball, or poof. That's what the sound makes, because I'm just watching it from here, up here in the Cloud Tower. And so that's what that's what's going on here. And Morpheus would just be, you'd be working with Morpheus. You'd be part of Morpheus's toolkit, a tool in Morpheus's toolkit. More than that, of course, But just to put everything at ease, you know, you would be, as you develop more skills, you'd develop more independence, but you'd still be a part of, you know, Morpheus would be, because I don't know, unless you're a self-propelling yo-yo, and then we'd have to, no, that's Cloud Tower, sorry to interrupt you. I know that's normally not radio behavior, but that sounds great. I'm definitely interested, and maybe let's put a, let's punch a hole in that idea of cloudy underbelly and think about that one day. But sign me up. Where do I go? Okay, well, there's a big picnic on Northern Bean 44, which this area called Egg Salad North. And that's not the only picnic item they have, but why don't you go in there for a little while? And, you know, they may have a bean salad, they may have an egg salad, they may have two, they may have all sorts of salads, there may be no salad, but land there, it's a good place to rest, Morpheus will be by, and you have yourself a great day, yo-yo, Cloud Tower over. Oh, thanks, Cloud Tower, great to meet you, looking forward to working with you, and I'll head over to that, salad section, salad picnicking session, yo-yo out. Thanks, yo-yo. If I have another, who's on the air there, go ahead. Yeah, hi, this is little Andy. I'm just wondering how I delete the ingredients on this list here of things, ingredients I need to make stuff, but I can't figure out how to delete the ingredients. I'm not sure what to do. Go ahead, little Andy, over. Okay, little Andy, this is Cloud Tower. I just want to ask you, are the ingredients or components, or are they part of a recipe, or are they ingredients for some other thing? Go ahead, Andy. Thanks, Cloud Tower. This is a little Andy, actually, but... yeah, it's just a list that I checked twice that somebody gave me, and I'm just wondering, I don't know, I'm just wondering how to delete the ingredients after I buy them. Well, Andy, this is the Cloud Tower. Actually, traditionally, people will either put a line through them or a check mark next to them or a box that then they check when they get the item. Is that the answer you're looking for, Cloud Tower over? Cloud Tower is a little Andy. Yes, that's exact. Wow. I'm glad I called. That's a perfect answer. I think I'll do all three, and maybe, but I don't know if I'll put a line all the way through the check mark in the box or not. But thank you, Cloud Tower. Little Andy out. Thanks, little Andy. This is Cloud Tower. Anybody out there need something, go ahead. Yeah, Cloud Tower, this is a goodbye robot. I'm looking for a direct connection over. Okay, goodbye robot. Thank you. You're looking for a direct connection, eh? Well, you got one. This is an indirect connection, kind of, with Cloud Tower. Goodbye, robot. Could I ask you a couple of questions after I ask you this question about asking questions over? Goodbye, robot here. Go ahead, Cloud Tower, with your questions. Okay, goodbye, robot. This is Cloud Tower. I was wondering, what is a goodbye robot? And when you say direct connection, do you mean a physical connection? Do you mean a connection to power? Do you mean, and could you elaborate on your direct connection? Also, what kind of, that's all my questions for right now, but I might have more questions. Goodbye, robot. Go ahead. Okay, robot. Okay, Cloud Tower. Sorry, I got caught up in my thoughts there. I'm actually a robot that specializes in goodbyes. Yeah, particularly waving goodbye. In the world I come from, which is a world where there used to be more farmhouses in this world. There are things like farmhouses, And traditionally, those had a light pole in the driveway. Also, it's replicated in suburban and semi-suburban areas to the right or left of the driveway. Would be a light pole with a house number on it sometimes and a light that looked a bit like a gas lamp. And so traditionally what there sometimes would be things, things to like, kind of like puppet friends that would get rid of the birds or the crows if it was a farm situation. And what people decided to do was slowly replace that with robots that would wave goodbye to the people leaving the driveway or the people leaving their house to say, I can't wait to get home. There's something about my goodbye robot waving goodbye. That makes me look forward to getting home. People would remember goodbye robot, just basically making people feel good. So not to, answer your other questions that do come up when I talk about not with a deep, you'd be surprised at the depth of waving and also smiling. I have the ability to smile. It is a robot smile. It's very cute, though. Kalatera, you may be familiar with the robot head, one of the robot head emojis. So imagine that smiling or a cartoon, you know, it's a very nice smile. So that's what a goodbye robot does. And, you know, I guess you could put one foot in front of the other and get to the answer really quick, Cloud Tower. I retired recently from waving goodbye. And, you know, I don't have time to get into my retirement story. But, I realized that, you know, waving goodbye, I'm not programmed to say hello. And so I've always been there. Now, a lot of people would say hello to me, especially kids. They like to pat me when they got out of the car, or paper delivery people, mail delivery people, food delivery people. You know, anybody who's familiar with me waving goodbye to them, they would usually say hello to me. I could not return the hello. Also, because there isn't, you know, most robots don't have an adolescence or a pubescence. You know, I don't want to lay too much out in your Cloud Tower, but you just go into operational mode. And what that means, Cloud Tower, is like, this is all, you know, saying goodbye in a pleasant way is the only life I've ever known. And I guess that's what, when I say I'm looking for a direct connection, that's exactly what I mean. Goodbye, robot, over. Wow, Cloud Tower. Wow, goodbye, robot. This is Cloud Tower. I'm not speechless because my job is to keep talking. And I don't know if you could feel the music we're playing without it being on, but I hope it feels good to you. And, so I've just been thinking, a lot about you, while you were, you know, I was trying to listen, but it was like really making me feel, actually I felt good, and I feel really good about your next stage of existence, because you know that you're looking for something. And, you know, it's kind of a generalized thing, a direct connection, so I know we can help you with that, and I'm excited to help you with that. And so what we're looking at here is we're going to get you, now, I don't know if you're familiar, I don't know if you've been up here, because it sounds like you've been busy, or how you got up here, but I have a direct connection for you to get up here from wherever you're calling from, if you need, because I assume you don't have a way to get up there, but I have a couple of, you know, flying suitcase that's going to come get you. And you can ride in it up here. And then the first connection will be Morpheus, who is a specialist at waving hello and embracing you in Morpheus's arms. And then we'll look we'll look for what happens next. How do you feel about that goodbye robot? I feel pretty good. It's music to my ears. And also the music I'm feeling inside my circuits is pretty nice. I think I'm ready whenever you are. Okay, what I'm going to need you to do is take your heading, take your head and your heading and turn to the right 30 degrees and then walk 30 steps. And we'll see you soon. Just wait until the suitcase comes to get you. Thank you. Goodbye, Robot Cloud Tower out. Goodbye, Robot, saying goodbye for now, Cloud Tower. But soon I'm looking forward to saying hello to you. Well, I'll say goodbye and hello to you. Goodbye, Robot. But I got to go. Who's next? Hey, Cloud Tower. I was just wondering what the good report is. I'm looking for a good report. Over. Okay, good report. I'm not sure what you mean. Could you give me some more details? Go ahead, good report. Over. Well, I'm looking for a break. I'm looking to catch a break. Cloud Tower, over. Okay, well, I'm playing some music. Can you give me a little more details on what I could help you with today? Good reporting. I mean, I'm kind of getting a sense, but the more details I have, could you give me some more details? Cloud Tower, I know that sounds like a bit of work. Could you give me some instructions? Go ahead. Okay, see if this makes any sense to you. Good reporting. Ramona, Juana, 10,000, 100 degrees, 46 wood. What from? Redwood, Sierra, Tango. What would an 8? That's what I'm thinking of, Cloud Tower. What would an 8? I don't know. When you said that, that's the first thing that popped into my head. Okay, well, that's great news because we have a what would an 8 up here. So good, and you're looking for good news and a good report and a lucky break, and that is your lucky break because they're halfway through the poofball course and they're looking for someone to join them, either to report on the game or to share and partake in the fun they're having. How does that sound to you? Good report. Thanks, Cloud Tower. That sounds great. Is there going to be a suitcase picking me up? Yeah, no, I just want you to close your eyes and put your hands on your hips and rotate back and forth. And not your feet, though, like your hips and your body to left to right about 45 degrees each way. And to say, Ramona, zipper, Ramona, zipper. And then next thing you know, you'll be with Morpheus on the poofball course. Okay, that's great. Thank you, Cloud Tower. A good report out. All right, thanks. Good report. Who's up next? I see another question coming in. Cloud Tower, this is Yogurt Library, and I need some help collecting information because I need some assistance. Thanks, Cloud Tower. Okay, Yogurt Library. First question, what do you know what degrees you're at? That'll help me clarify. We're at 12 degrees, Cloud Tower. Okay, that's perfect to know. I'm guessing that means you're frozen yogurt. And so you're a yogurt library. Does that mean, wow, that sounds like it sounds like, I don't even know what it sounds like. It sounds great, though, kind of. Cloud Tower, do you mean as long as you're allowed to check out the, yogurt permanently? Yeah, I guess that's what I mean. Because that would be just well, there's yogurt shops and then there's ice cream shops and then there's all those things. Yeah, Cloud Tower, I just know I'm a yogurt library, but I didn't know where to start. So I guess that's one decision to make. What else should I be thinking about? Okay, well, I would say what's your location? Because we could probably use you up here if you're not fixed to a fixed location. Are you, Yogurt Library? Go ahead. No, Cloud Tower, I'm flexible. I just, I don't know, that they said if you need anything, call Cloud Tower. And then they told me I was a Yogurt Library. Oh, so you probably just came out of the cloud ether. That's great. So I think we have a great picnic and poofball grounds. We could use you down there. And you could kind of decide what you want to be, Yogurt Library. I mean, I'll give you my opinion. You know, because it's free, and that's what they say, that everybody's got one, right? Yogurt library. I don't know what you mean, but I do, because everybody's got a rear and a library. Yep. Yes. Yeah. So I was just wondering, like, I mean, the, you know, the exchanges up here, you could figure that out. But yeah, you could decide whether you want to go breadth or depth. What I mean is, do you want to just have a few flavors, you know, that are in rotation, a few flavors all the time, or a wide variety? Those would be two things to look at, and there's no, you know, right or wrong. You know, the nice thing about breadth is that I think that's the word, I'm not even sure, yogurt library, but, you know, you'd have a choice for everyone. Someone might say, well, I like this flavor, but then you also have the paradox of so many choices, so you'd have to have some patience. If you go for depth of flavor or depth, you know, whatever that, however that means to you, you would have to look at, you know, some people would say, well, that's not the flavor for me. Yeah, I don't even know what that means. You know, poofball sundae, I'm not sure what that is. So that would be my thing, but you're welcome up there in the Great Picnic Grounds. And, why don't you, let's see where I'm going to get you. I want you to think about if you were tickling ice cream, what that would mean, and if, would it melt? I don't know. And we'll see you soon, Yogurt Library. Okay, this is Yogurt Library. I'll see you soon. Thanks, Cloud Tower. Okay, Cloud Tower, can you hear me? I know you didn't ask if anybody's out there, but I am. And I say, could you, would you? Okay, could you, would you? This is Cloud Tower. I read you. What can I help you with? Cloud Tower, this is, I'm looking at, I don't know, could you, would you? That's all I knew. Like, that's the question I have, Cloud Tower. Okay, well, we want to avoid the famous poem that contains that. So when you say, could you, would you, I almost think of, like, it makes me want to dance a little bit. Like, if you don't say it, if you say it in a new context, it's like it makes me want to shake my hips. I don't know if you could hear me shaking my hips, could you, would you, but I am. Would you? We do have music playing, but down in the Great Picnic Fields, we don't have any music playing. I don't know if you know the words to the song Young American. I don't know why that one just pops in my head. But maybe you could start with that and sing that down at the Great Picnic Fields and Poofball course. And then take it from there. Maybe, like, just come up with something. How's that sound? Yeah, that sounds like something I'd be totally into. Thank you, Cloud Tower. I'll head around. Okay, thanks. Thank you. Could you, would you? Cloud Tower, anyone out there? Yeah, Cloud Tower, this is, I need to know, when to open something. So could you let me know when the right time to open it is? When you need it, that's the right time to open that. Open it right before you need it, actually. That would be my advice. Not a moment too soon, not a moment too late. Thanks. Anybody else out there? Yeah, Cloud Tower, I was wondering, if I was going to make a mud pie, how much should it cost? How much would it cost to make? Well, I'll tell you a secret because I have a lot of experience with this, with that question. This is Cloud Tower. And I want to recommend this activity to you, anybody else that's listening out there. Did you know how much the biggest cost of mud pies is joy? It also happens to be the main ingredient with water and sand or mud is just a joy. And so I want you to picture it in your head is just you know, in a bucket is usually nice or pale. And so I think that's it. That's how much it costs. And actually, you can say, is it a cost or am I being paid in joy? And I would say everybody's happy with mud pies, except if you bring it in the house, don't, because then someone might not be happy. And, you know, ideally try to plan it when the degrees of the day is warm enough that, yeah, you could be washed off and hosed off outside. There's no rush on that one. I'm getting a call in from What a Wood 8. What a Wood 8, go ahead. Kowachar, I just want to say you're doing great. You know what, Kowachar, this is a saying we have out there. We've been saying to one another on the poofball, of course, you're the diapers. And we meet in a positive way, Cloud Tower. Okay, thanks, Wood 8. That's good to know that that's a saying. I don't know if I'm going to be using it, but thank you for calling me that. That's an interesting terminology. Okay, anybody else out there with any support? You know, they call them support tickets on Earth, but these ones are direct broadcasts. Yeah, Cloud Tower, this is the ordering department. You need to reorder best supporting actresses, 25, 37, 1 done, 1, 1, 1, yo, 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 yo. Okay, yo, yo, yo. Oh, no, okay, reorder them. Okay, well, this is a good question. I'm not sure. So you would need us to reorder it, I guess we'd reorder it depending on what we saw. We might just look at all the you're talking about the nominees or the winners for Best Supporting Actress for the Academy Awards, I presume. Yeah, we could reorder that. I mean, we would do it in a weighted order. We'd do it maybe in a like order. We say, well, so we could look at reorder. What if we deorder it? We just look at it like what if we made flashcards and people could put them in their own order, or playing cards, or we look to the future and think about, you know, maybe even making more, how much can we expand, and maybe say, well, what does the term supporting mean? Because we don't know, because we're not, So that's what Morpheus does like to watch movies. So, and it looks like Morpheus is building a movie palace in the great, beyond the great picnic grounds and poofball course. So maybe that's why he brought it to my attention. Thank you so much for that. Anyone else out there? This is Scott Tower. Go ahead. Yeah, thanks, Cloud Tower. We wanted you to know you have the power to be green. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. These messages are getting more and more interesting. I don't know if you're referring to Kermit, because Kermit said it's not easy to be green, so I guess it would take some power to be green. You could also be talking about green power, but... you know, I'd like to think about Kermit the Frog, and of course we know that the guy that makes the Sleep Podcast, who's the 86th or the 87th the assistant to the 86th assistant Morpheus, so the 87th assistant to Morpheus. He's a big fan of Miss Piggy, and he, you know, they always do say it's not easy being green, so that's always interesting. So I'm glad we could help you with that. I'm glad we heard from you. This is an interesting new job for me, just so everybody's listening. You know, this is a new arena for me. And, you know, usually I'm just doing air traffic here. So answering these questions, especially some of these baffling ones, it's exciting for me to learn a new skill. And I just wanted to put some numbers out. 21... Yoan, 9:30, Yoan, Field of Music. Kotar, I had a question. Would a picture, would a proper happy? How do I rush everyone? What should better than would? That's interesting. Thank you. I do think about, that makes me think about coffee for some reason, what you just said. But I'll tell you what, the hotel at Morpheus's hotel, which is built into Morpheus, Morpheus, you know, is tough to explain. But you want to head to that hotel 20 and maybe prepare that poetry for the evening reception before the movie. Because I know Morpheus is going to be excited about that. Thanks. Hey, Cloud Tower, I just wanted to say Epic Greenwood. Epic Greenwood. Okay, thank you, Epic Greenwood. This is Cloud Tower. That makes me think of the show that I never saw, but I think it was called Fernwood Tonight. It could have been called Greenwood Tonight. And I think the only place I saw it was on Nick at Night, or I saw ads for it, and I was wondering if it was a real show. I know Martin Mull was on it, and Fred, whose name escapes me, and not Fred Dreyer. It was, but I don't know if it was actually a real show or a pretend show, or if it was an old show, or if it was a new show made to look old. Even though up here in the Cloud Tower, I don't have all the answers, Epic Greenwood, but that kind of brought me on an epic path. Thank you. Hey, Cloud Tower, this is Yogurt Library. I was just wanted to see what temperature it was that you preferred your yogurt at, because I have a guess, and that's 8. How's that sound? Wow, that sounds great, Yogurt Library. I'll be perusing your stacks later. Hopefully there will be stacks. I can't wait. It sounds great. You're doing a great, but Cloud Tower, by the way, you're doing a great job. Thank you. Hey, Cloud Tower, this is Ricardo Ferrari. I hear an echo and I love it. And I'm just wondering, what you had to, if you could help me with that, Hey, Ricardo Ferrari, that sounds like some kind of, Ricardo Ferrari, do you wear Dracar Noir when you, that's a cologne? Yeah, I do, and once I wore Z Cavaricci, so you really got me and pegged down, Cloud Tower. But I'm looking to move on, up here to the sky. Do you have anything that might be open for me to interpret from you, Cloud Tower? Yeah, Ricardo Ferrari, 512, 300 Echo, 845, good age. Does any of that make sense? And also, you know, maybe some Dracar Noir aftershave. That's a great idea. That might be a little bit more subtle. Thank you, Cloud Tower. I totally forgot about the aftershave. Also, I like that 512, 300 Echo, 845. So I will do that, and I can feel that music you're playing. Cloud Tower, can I ask you something I've been really hoping for? Go ahead, Ricardo Ferrari. Cloud Tower's listening. You know, I've always wanted to be on a poster. And, like, I'm not actually a Ferrari, but I go by the name Ricardo Ferrari. And, I don't know, I've just always dreamed of being on a poster. Okay, wow, cool. Ricardo Ferrari, here's the thing. I've been watching Morpheus is building a movie palace up here. And I know one of Morpheus's favorite things is to have coming soon posters in the lobby of the movie palace. And I'm just wondering if we could team up here. It would be like a coming soon attraction to an attraction within Movie Palace. And if this line is open, so we could have Ricardo Ferrari starring in the Yogurt Library. And but that would be like within, that would be a place you could go in the lobby of the Movie Palace. And then you would be a poster, but you'd also be introducing people to the concept of a yogurt library, which at first would sound, it might be confusing to people. So a poster might make it more intriguing than confusing. Yeah, let me know what you think about that, Ricardo Ferrari and Yogurt Library, if you're listening. Yeah, this is Ricardo Ferrari. I love that idea. I'd love to be on a poster. And I think that'd be great. Could you just, in, I don't know, Yogurt Library, are you willing to work with me? This is Yogurt Library. Anyone named Ricardo Ferrari is great in my book. So I'm definitely willing to work with you, and I'm looking forward to it. Just, it sounds like a dream that I've never had, helping a dream you've had. There's only one thing I'd ask Ricardo Ferrari would be that if we do this, that we have like a Ricardo Ferrari that we serve here at the Yogurt Library, and we'll figure out, you know, we could figure it out from there, but I think it'd be a fun thing to have. How do you think about that? Sounds delicious and exciting and like a dream come true. Thank you, Cloud Tower. I'm going to head over to meet up with Yogurt Library. Okay, this is Cloud Tower. Actually, my shift is coming to a close. So thank you, Ricardo Ferrari. Thank you, Yogurt Library. Thank you, everyone up here. It's really been a great experience working with all of you. So I'm excited to find my way to... I'm going to head over to the Movie Palace. So everybody I've helped today, I'm looking forward to it. Everybody else who's out there, get comfortable in those chairs. Feel it sinking in a little bit more and more. You're getting more and more comfortable there. And in the Movie Palace, in the clouds, is puffing. And Ricardo Ferrari's on a poster. And you're drifting and drifting like a poof ball in the sky. Good night, Cloud Tower out. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show over on Apple Podcasts. SAF4455 from the UK says, grown on me. There's something likable about this guy. Acquired taste, but the podcast has grown on me. Thank you. Martian Pick says, indispensable. Don't know how this works so well, but anytime I have trouble sleeping, your Scooter's there to soothe me. Rarely make it past the introduction section, even when I want to hear the story. Thanks for helping me get some rest. Folks76 from Canada says, they say magic. I don't know what it is, but I fall asleep so fast listening to this podcast. Gets my mind settled down. Barely make it past the intro song. Someone call Harry Potter. There's another wizard in town. This one is a happy face emoji, resting emoji, sleeping emoji, winking emoji, thumbs up emoji, why? Love this podcast. Scooter's the greatest. And, oh, they just don't know about the mature rating. Yeah, we used to be more like ahead of mature stuff. And occasionally something else. A Creed fan 4, I don't know if that's Creed the movie or Creed the band, it helps me get to sleep. For what it's worth, I've been using this podcast for several months. Only found out a couple of nights ago what the end of the episode sounds like. I'm usually asleep at that point. I don't think anything would have put me to sleep that night. This is a great idea for the podcast. Won't work for everyone. I'm the kind of person who plays YouTube videos to fall asleep. This makes me feel like something's going on around me as I sleep. Podcast works the same way or similar way. Keep that in mind if it's not working for you. Amanda Panda from the UK says, goofy and creative. No one's mind is quite like Scoot's. He's cute in his own way. Heard that before. Holy cow. Own quirky way. I don't really sleep to this, but his carefree and innocent ramblings soothe my anxiety and depression. Well, that's great because that's one of the reasons I make the show. You know, I just struggle with a lot of thoughts. Scoots is, climbs in the closet, smooths, pats it down, gives my mind a nicer place. Silly but trustworthy voice telling you it's okay. I recommend, especially if you're dealing with anxiety. Kala Deal says mixed feels. Used to use this podcast every night, but unsubscribed because of increasingly frequently Patreon guilt trips. Doesn't bother me quite as much. I felt unwelcome. I listened. No, it's the patrons that kind of support the show for everybody. We've always asked at two different points in the show. Literally, that's the only way. Between the patrons and sponsors, that's the only way I can keep the podcast free for everybody. So it's not really a gift or guilt trip. It's just more about, it is like a kind of like a, just a reality of a listener supported and direct sponsorship supported show is that you have to continually ask. Not something, I mean, I wish it was like 10% of people just supported the show and I never had to ask. But if I didn't, there wouldn't be a free podcast. There might be one behind a paywall somewhere, but I would like the show to keep it free for everybody to use. So it's like, I don't know, I guess this is the wrong place for that anyway. Amber H says, wow, my favorite podcast, only listening a few months. Only time I ever get good uninterrupted sleep is listening to this, especially on the night shift. Well, yeah, I'm glad I can help. 2 million out of 10 recommend. Citizen Trent says, title says it all, helps me fall asleep. Thanks, Citizen Trent. Scooters, my friend, this is from Miss Susie. Podcast keeps me from racing thoughts. Safe place, a friend who's always there. Thanks so much for helping. Well, thanks so much for reviewing the show, everybody. Sleep With Me exists, as I just kind of said, is like people that directly take action to support the show, which is about 2% of, like 2 out of every 100 people. Those are the people that keep it free by supporting the sponsors or supporting the show on Patreon. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, it's just a natural that people say, wait, geez, you ask a lot. I totally understand that. It's just the cost of it being free, I guess, in some senses, listening to me ask. But no reason to feel guilty. It's just I guess we used to ask, say, hey, make a choice. You could either not support the show or support it. And I guess not supporting the show, yeah, I guess the cost is just listening to me ramble and ask. Where was I? We're also a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows they do, including Puffed in the Pillows by my own podcast with Chuck Tingle. It's like this, an adult podcast only, and it has a different name, but you can find it at nightvalepresents.com. I've been on it reading a story. And if you're a fan of Chuck or Tingler's or Chuck's humor, Chuck's memes, or, you know, Chuck's champion, or, you know, Chuck supporting other artists all the time, check out Puffed in the Pillows by my own podcast at nightvalepresents.com. Or, I guess you find it there, so you can look up the normal title, or just look up Chuck Tingle podcast. And we're also a proud member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at PRX.org. Thanks so much for listening. And there's plenty of other episodes ready to go if you need them. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Postie Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, in building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.